Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Baltimore Sports Talk with your hosts Rob McQuay and Jeff Coles, also featuring Philly Jeff Dye. Now, get your game on.
All right, well, happy Labor Day to one and all out there. This is Baltimore Sports Talk here on MQFL Live on the blogtalkradio.com network. I'm Rob McQuay, your host, and my co-host, Jeff Coles in Mount Vernon, Ohio. Hey, Jeff, how's it going?
Great, Rob. You know, I always wondered about Labor Day. If it's Labor Day, then how come no one's working?
Right, that's right. It is kind of maybe just the title of the holiday needs to be changed, because that you're right.
Yeah.
Why call it Labor Day when no one's laboring? So
yes.
It should be called non-Labor Day, something like
exactly.
That.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, and our other co-host, Philly Jeff Dyer in Bel Air, or as they say around here, Blair, Maryland. Philly Jeff?
Number 99 and three quarters.
Yeah.
You there, Philly?
Yeah, thanks, Philly.
All right. What do you say? I'm going to try to go live here on this Facebook thing. Do you think we can do that? Let's see.
Can we run a warning first?
No, I don't know.
Maybe like... don't be scared of what you might
see or hear. Yeah, let me find a place to set this phone here. All right, gentlemen, there is a lot to talk about, and interestingly enough for me, a good bit to talk about with the Philadelphia Eagles. Let's start with baseball. The Baltimore Orioles took 2 out of 3 from the Yankees over the weekend. Unfortunately, they were not able to.
See the Miley Cyrus concert last night?
Yeah, it was pretty bad. Pretty bad. No comment from Philly Jeff on that. I'm surprised.
Sorry.
I'm completely blown away by the. I'm past baseball at this point. I'm well into the next sport.
Okay. All right. Well, that's not surprising, because that's the way it has been around here with the Orioles for years, until the last several. Yeah. And I'm sure in Philadelphia it's still kind of that same thing with the Phillies not being able to, you know, make a push toward postseason playoffs.
Swept by the Braves. I mean, you know, come on. What does that say?
Well, you know, I'll leave that to you, Philly Jeff.
I guess if you're a Braves fan, you're probably already in the Canadian Football League in the summer by the time.
I never really thought that the Braves would be as bad as they were this year. I mean, remember, they got off to that horrendous start. And you just had to think that they're a better baseball team than the way they started. So I'm not too surprised that they're playing better baseball now. Just because, you know, they should be a better team than they started out as. So, all right. We're not talking about the Braves, though. The Eagles, Jeff. Let's talk about the fact that they trade away Sam Bradford. Looks like now the Eagles are kind of going into. I don't want to necessarily say it this way, but give up mode. I mean, it feels like they're saying we have no chance at the playoffs this year anyway. So let's do some rebuilding and get going. What do you think about that?
Well, it's Carson Wentz was going to get this job one way or the other.
But not right away.
Well, now, if he's healthy, he'll play against the Browns.
Yeah, now he will. But, I mean, not with Bradford. He wouldn't.
Bradford, you know, didn't want to come to the optional training things, and then he wanted to, you know, say, I'm not sure what I'm going to do. And it's, you know, it's like, well, then see ya. You know, we gave him an opportunity after two major knee surgeries, and, you know, then he wants to play that game with us. And, you know, I would have been the first person to punch him a ticket to anywhere.
Yeah.
I think it was a brilliant move by the Eagles to get a first rounder for a guy who's probably going to break apart anyway in Minnesota. And Minnesota's going to fall, you know, far down in the standings, and it'll be a high draft pick for them.
Yeah, it is kind of surprising that the Vikings would go for a guy like Bradford who doesn't particularly fit into their scheme, I wouldn't think. So we'll see. And then other big news, Sanchez is cut by the Broncos, and would he pick up with Dallas? Is that right?
Yes.
So that'll be interesting, especially in your division, Philly Jeff, with the NFC East.
Yep. Well, another reason to think we can win at least two games.
Well, you've got two games against the Giants.
Okay, four games.
I don't know. The Giants, you know, I don't know. The Giants might, I don't know. I don't know what to think about. I never know what to think about the Giants, to be quite honest.
They pop up in the second half of the season for some reason.
Yeah, they are a conundrum. They are really a conundrum. So we'll see about that. What else here? Now this kind of dovetails the Eagles and the Ravens here. The Eagles sign a cornerback off safety, off of waivers. And it's one that the Baltimore Ravens cut. It was kind of surprising to me, Terrence Brooks, who I think is a really nice player. Now, they talk about his immaturity from a mental standpoint and, you know, the game and picking up the mental aspects of the game. But he's a nice player, and he hits hard. He might do very nicely for the Eagles, and I was kind of surprised that the Ravens cut him, and they kept, what's his name? Wright. Is that right? Kendrick Lewis. They kept Kendrick Lewis over Terrence Brooks. And I don't quite understand that.
What is it that they liked there that they didn't like with,
Again, most of this figures into the mental part of his game. So I'm reading this here. So the Ravens choose to cut Brooks and keep Kendrick Lewis. The reason behind cutting Brooks had more to do with the mental part of his game. The Ravens certainly think Lewis is a lot better than their fans do. Well, I would agree with that, because every time I watch Kendrick Lewis, I keep saying, why is he? It's Kendrick Lewis, Kyle Arrington, these guys. It's like, get out. Why are they on this team? They opted for a player who has been in the league longer, that knows the game. They also say the team didn't feel the game slowed down enough for Brooks, both on defense and special teams. So, unlikely that he was going to see a whole lot of time. So they decide to keep Kendrick Lewis. So let's hope. But Brooks goes to the Eagles, and I think it's a good move for the Eagles, especially if they are in a rebuilding mode to a certain extent. Because Terrence Brooks is what? This is just his third year, I think. So he's going to learn the game. It's going to slow down, and he's going to become, I think, he'll become a stud in the NFL at some point. So we'll just have to wait and see. Other Ravens cuts, of course, the biggest, craziest thing to fans here is the cutting of Justin Forsett. It seems to be calculated by the Ravens. No doubt they're going to turn around and re-sign him in the next day or two, probably tomorrow. And it all has to do with juggling your inactives and your actives and your injured reserve and all of this kind of craziness. And I guess they sat down with Justin and said, look, this is what we want to do, this, that, and the other. And they all agreed to it, I assume. So we're going to see what happens.
But that also leaves him open to being picked up by somebody else, right, in the meantime.
Well, yes, it does. It is a risky move in that sense. Yeah, it's a very risky move in that sense. So, you know, we'll see what happens, but it was calculated by the Ravens, I think, to try and juggle the roster a bit and then re-sign him. And we'll see what happens there. But they did go out and sign Devin Hester, you know, arguably the greatest returner in NFL history. And I know he's old. A lot of people say, does he have much left in the tank? But gentlemen, who would do a better job as a returner for the Baltimore Ravens at this point? I mean, is there a guy better than Devin Hester already on your team?
Yeah. Unless they want to go and get your Jacoby Jones or something.
This is the next Jacoby Jones for the Ravens. Look, the last season Hester was healthy, he did well. So,
would he be a good and I know him as a returner, would he be a good let's say emergency backup wide receiver if we lost him? I mean, because last year we're coming off a year that we had so many people on injured reserve. You know, would this guy be a good fallback if we needed him to go in as a receiver?
Well, there's no doubt that he can play receiver, but that's not, I mean, sure. But that's not what they signed him.
But they've already got a geriatric receiver.
Philly Jeff, I tell you. All right, so for the folks on Facebook, I just adjusted the light a little bit. Hopefully that's a little bit better for you guys out there. And also, join the conversation if you want. Give us a call at 323-410-0028. I thought I could actually post that here on the Facebook Live page, but I can't figure out how to type anything in there.
Are we live yet?
Oh, yeah, we're live. We've been live.
The following program contains people who are ugly.
Here's the thing, Jeff. They can't hear you, I don't believe. I think they can only hear me. Because it's a completely different – I mean, it's, you know, you're streaming live to your phone.
It's like Mr. Ed.
So, you know, I wonder if I can –
Wilbur.
I'm connecting my Bluetooth.
He could only Wilbur could hear him, but no one else could.
I've connected my Bluetooth to the soundboard, and so now I don't know if that makes any difference to the people online.
There you are, Rob. Okay.
The full conversation or not, but. Again, 323-410-0028 to get in on the conversation, particularly those people on Facebook Live. And give us a call. Tell us what you think.
Steve Smith, if you're calling.
We will give you
a Philly Jeff address.
That's right.
Look, there are a couple of friends of mine that at least show that they're in the room. And they're both Redskins fans. So, guys, you know, if you want to call and talk about the Redskins, we can do that. You got an Eagles guy here and a couple of Ravens guys here. So let's get the Redskins in. And, again, it's 323-410-0028. Give us a call. All right. Devin Hester, Justin Forsett. Another guy that the Ravens cut, Jeremy Butler, is kind of a crazy cut to me because that guy, he plays really well. But you know what? He hasn't been picked up. I think he was signed to a practice squad somewhere.
It's sad to see someone with that talent and ability go, but obviously this time, in this case, it's a numbers game.
Yeah. Oh, right. It's all numbers. And again, things that I'm reading on the Ravens site, a lot of times they're talking about the Ravens management that just see things differently than we do as fans, which of course is always the case. But it's hard to sit there and watch preseason games and regular season games and see these guys screw up and then ask yourself, why are they kept over other guys that look like they're playing well? So, but these guys supposedly have forgotten more football than we ever knew. So you got to just trust them to make the right decisions. And then if not, hopefully the owner fires them and gets somebody else, which I guess, Philly Jeff, you kind of can speak to, because that's the Eagles have been trying to figure that one out for a few years now, right?
Well, the thing is, they had a guy this preseason, a guy named Paul Turner. And, I mean, that guy did every possible thing to, you know, he caught passes, returned a punt 71 yards. I mean, I would have thought this guy would be etched in stone. And he's
right
out there on the waiver wire, and somebody's going to take this guy because he's young, he's talented, and he showed every possible, you know. And then on the flip side, you know, we did get rid of the guy that said, I'm going to be like Colin Kaepernick, and I'm not going to stand for anthem, and he was the first cut. It's like, see you later. You know,
well, I don't think it had anything to do with that.
Well, it might have been his lack of ability. So,
yeah,
but this
is
a tough time because, you know, it's a 53-person, 53-guy roster, but only 47 of them are shooting up. So you have to really very careful about, you mentioned that one guy that the Ravens kept. There's nothing to say he'll be shooting up on Sunday.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's true.
Right.
And that's another kind of weird thing with all these sports. I mean, look at baseball. Why is it that it's September 1st? You can all of a sudden expand your rosters and bring up a bunch of guys to sit on the bench. Why don't they just have that all year round? I don't understand the whole numbers thing.
Oh, agreed.
I mean,
agreed.
Can you? I'm just wondering if anybody can explain that one to me. I don't get it. I don't get it.
It's just something I've known all my life and just accepted. I don't really know why anyone questioned that. I never questioned that, you know, at all. And I guess it is a good question. You know, why is it that they wait till September to bring people up like that? I mean, why can't we shift people around all year round?
Exactly.
Because they lost the folding chairs. We got no place for these guys to sit.
Yeah, they'd have to build an extension on the dugout, you know, build an annex.
That's right. Two levels. You guys sit up there, you're not in the game.
Look, I guess I don't mind if you set, you know, you set a limit of how many players can be on each roster. But what's the reasoning to then all of a sudden at the end of the season say, well, now you can bring more up? I don't understand.
I think what happened, this is one of the things I remember, was after the 81 strike, they had a 25-man roster limit. Then they lowered it to 24, and I think it was the owners kind of in their way of getting back and saying, hey, you know, we're trying to save money. And I guess when you're up at the major league, you get a minimum amount of money. And that might be, at least from the financial side, part of the answer. But, I mean, you know,
right?
I don't know the whole the whole answer.
Well, that, yeah, I mean, that's true. Look, I remember in high school, okay? Now, I remember in high school, you were on the JV squad. Once the JV season ended, well, then, if they wanted to, they could put you on the varsity squad for the rest of the season. So I kind of get that. But at any point, they could have brought anyone up from the JV and put them on. You know, they didn't have to wait until the end of the season. It's just since there were no more games, okay, now join the other team. I could get that in Major League Baseball if that's what they wanted to do. But it just seems weird. Anyway, I don't know if anybody has the answer to that question or not, but it seems kind of weird. And they kind of do the same thing in football, except that it's every week. You got 53 guys, but every week you can only suit 47. Why? Why is that? Does anybody know the answer to that one? I mean, what's the point in having 53 if you can only play 47?
Especially if you lose like two or three guys from the same position and you really need to bring in somebody, it would be nice to be able to suit up those other six.
Well, sure. Right. And then what happens during the game? It's not like you can activate anybody from the 53 that didn't make the 47 during the game. You can't do that. You got to wait till next week. I don't understand it.
Because, you know, I saw where practice squad players, they get $6,900 a week. I mean, that's it. And that's not bad money, obviously. I'd be happy to have it. But, you know, so that's they're a lot of this. And who knows? There may be contractual things that say, you know, I'm sure there's a financial such and such in there that says, but from a game standpoint, come on, six guys, you know, come on, let's make it 53-53, not quite.
$6,900. I'm ready to sign up. Come on.
Look, we can talk about financial, but isn't it kind of ridiculous when you're talking about professional baseball and football where they're making billions of dollars and they're going to quibble over, you know, six guys on it? I don't buy the financial thing because there's plenty of money in both sports.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. It's just one of those weird things that I don't understand. Okay. Let's get off of that. Gentlemen, what in the world are the Baltimore Orioles going to do about not being able to score runners with less than two outs and at least a runner on third or bases loaded, which happened a couple of times yesterday. And I think at one point it was the bases loaded with no outs, and they couldn't score any of those runs.
Yeah, that's been a problem all year. This has been a problem the Orioles have had all year. They don't know how to drive. They don't know how to score runners without hitting home runs or doubles off the wall. And if they can't do that, then they can't score any other way. I think this hurt in many ways the Orioles of the early 70s. You know, and I say it's something that's going to afflict teams that hit for a lot of power.
Yeah,
and don't have those other ways of doing things.
It certainly is not the mark of a champion team. So, you know, we may be able to see the Orioles, break in to the playoffs, squeeze in or whatever. Now, hang on, I got to pause for a second because my good friend John Billy Bob Lofton has just said, I think we need to pray about it. And I believe that had to have been in response to what are the Orioles going to do about not being able to score with runners in scoring position in less than two outs. And maybe that's the answer, gentlemen. Maybe we need to just keep praying about getting runs in those situations. Thanks for the comment, John. Love you. Miss you.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Hang on.
I'm feeling
yes,
the spirit
John.
Movement.
Yeah. Hold on. Because I was referring to this before John came into the room. Yes, John, I am talking to someone. In fact, I'm talking to two other people You can't hear it because this is Facebook Live, and I'm actually, you know, on doing a live radio show on Blog Talk. So, but you could hear the conversation if you call us at 323-410-0028. You can even join the conversation, Johnny Boy. And although we only have about 5 minutes left in this episode, but call 323-410-0028, and you'll be able to hear the whole conversation. Or you can go to our
Rob. Yeah, you see Rob wearing that great looking white shirt.
So Jeff, you jumped on there. Jeff Coles jumped in.
Yes, I did.
I don't see you in the room though. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, isn't that nice?
I put a like in there for you.
It's my little it's actually kind of my beachy kind of thing. It's, you know, it's like a dashiki with a hood,
yeah.
And it's that very soft thin cotton, and you know, it's Labor Day.
Why,
at the
why
beach.
Isn't it purple? It should be why isn't it purple? It needs to be purple. This is,
oh dear God. Yeah. Now we're on the fashion segment.
Yeah, that's right. I'll have to dye it purple and with a black trim, black and gold trim. How's that? Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Project Runway.
Okay. All right, a couple minutes left. Chris Tillman. Hopefully he'll be back in the fold. Sorry, Lofton says, I thought you were wearing a robe. Yeah, no, it's not a robe, although it does kind of look like that.
Oh. Listen, he's made a fun
no, no, John,
job.
No. Yeah. No. I inadvertently said I'm at the beach. I'm at the beach in my mind. That's all.
Yeah.
It's Labor Day, and I'm thinking I'm at the beach. I'm not in Ocean City right now. I'm in good old Hanover, Maryland, right near the Maryland Live Casino.
Yeah.
How's that? Come on out and join us at Maryland Live Casino. All right. Oh, no. Now my other boss is trying to call me. Just had to send him to voicemail. Yeah. Okay. A couple of minutes left. Tillman. If Tillman gets healthy, then the Orioles are looking at a pretty decent three, hopefully. And that would be Tillman, Bundy, Gausman. Bundy and Gausman both pitched stellar games against the Yankees over the weekend. And hopefully they can keep that up. It looks like Gausman maybe is peaking at the right time, you know, this year as September moves on and we make the push for the playoffs. If the Orioles could have those three guys at the top of the rotation and pitching well, pitching the way they've been and the way Tillman did, you know, for up until he injured himself. Then the Orioles have three pretty decent starters, and then we don't worry too much about Miley Cyrus or whoever the fifth guy. Oh, Gallardo. And Gallardo hasn't been terrible. He's just inconsistent. So, thoughts on that?
We'll have Miley Cyrus and the Pips.
The Miley Cyrus concert every fifth day.
With all the available talent, they got Wade Miley. Oh, Lord.
Yeah. I didn't understand that pickup when they made it, to be honest. And I still don't understand it. All right. They
I
begin.
Think you need to go back and look at the pickup by Buff Bradford by Minnesota, and then you'll see the logic of getting Wade Miley. I think it was desperation.
Ooh. Oh, my. Well, maybe you're right. I don't know. Maybe you're right. We'll certainly find out. Okay, the Baltimore Orioles begin a road trip this afternoon at, I think, 1 o'clock. Here, hang on, let me see. What time is it? 1 o'clock. Yep. Down at the Trop in Florida, Tropicana Field, against the Tampa Bay Rays. Boy, if I could only talk today. Tampa Bay Rays, who have been playing spoiler, guys, as they took 2 out of 3 from the Red Sox, from the Blue Jays, which was helpful for the Orioles, as they were winning 2 out of 3 from the Yankees. But now the Orioles have to contend with them still wanting to play spoiler, and hopefully that won't happen, and the Orioles can take 2 of 3 or even sweep the Rays and then the Red Sox after that. So we'll see. We've got football starting Thursday night with the rematch of the Super Bowl, the Carolina Panthers and Denver Broncos. That'll be interesting. And all the other NFL games start on Sunday. So this time next week, we'll be talking about the first week of the NFL in the books. We'll see where the Orioles and Phillies and everybody else are in the standings of Major League Baseball. So final thoughts, guys, as we take it on out here. Jeff Coles.
I think that the Ravens 35-19 over the Bills.
Ooh. That's a man, I don't even know what to say about that.
Yeah.
All right, Philly Jeff. Your final comment.
Yes, well, let's see. I'm hoping that Carson Wentz is healthy and accurate, and that the Eagles are able to put it up on the Cleveland 24-14.
24-14. All right. Well, I think the Ravens pull out a win against the Bills, but I can't think that it's going to be that high scoring. So I'm gonna call it 21-14 Ravens over the Buffalo Bills on Sunday. I think the Panthers will take the Thursday night game over the Broncos because I think the Broncos have just too many variables in their game at this point. I'm sure the defense will be right there, but tough to say what's going to happen with quarterback and running back and all of that good stuff with the Denver Broncos. But we'll see. All right, gentlemen, that'll do it. Have a great Labor Day. Enjoy your family, your cookouts, your whatever. Today, and have a great week, and we'll talk again next Monday with Baltimore Sports Talk.
Thanks for listening to Baltimore Sports Talk here on MQFL Live on the blogtalkradio.com network. Join us again next week as we explore Baltimore sports.
Presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Company Computer Guy.
Mr. Company Computer Guy.
You are the ruler of the RAM, the guru of the gigabyte, the monster of the memory.
Show me the way.
When we screw up the boot up, you are there. Without you, computers would megabyte. The countless hours we spend surfing the internet and accidentally stumbling upon porn sites would instead be spent working.
Working for the
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, Mr. Company Computer Guy. For it's you who keeps our logons logging and our hard drives hard.
You've got to see this porn
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.